Well, it's about that time of year again. As this weekend approaches, many are focused on preparing hard for a busy Saturday. It is that time for the Bible Bowl, and thankfully we have several from this congregation that are willing to participate. There are some that have participated in years past, and no doubt there's some that will be considering participating in the future. And this year, the theme has been the Gospel of John, and if you've noticed, I've tried to throw in a few lessons as we get closer to that date to help us to study that book. But for the benefit of everyone, that it would be something that we would learn. And yes, although there will be official awards given out to the top teams that finish in each division, you know, everyone is really a winner because everyone has a better understanding and appreciation of the Word of God. Tonight, I'd like for us to look at the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 9. Very briefly, I don't want to step on many toes as we're getting ready to study this letter. But in 1 Corinthians, chapter 9, I believe there's a few verses that apply to this situation. In 1 Corinthians chapter 9, beginning in verse 24, here's what the Apostle Paul says. 1 Corinthians chapter 9 and in verse 24. Do you not know that those who run in a race all run, but one receives the prize? Run in such a way that you may obtain it. And everyone who competes for the prize is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a perishable crown, but we for an imperishable crown. Therefore I run thus, not with uncertainty. Thus I fight, not as one who beats the air. But I discipline my body and bring it into subjection, lest when I have preached to others, I myself should become disqualified. Here Paul likens the Christian life to a lifelong race. Just as a race has many participants, and yet only one receives the top prize, consider that every Christian is a participant. And thus we all should run that we might obtain the prize. When you go back in your minds to the early days in which the Olympic Games began, you find that there was a winner of an event that would receive an olive tree wreath that would be placed on his head. But you know, this crown would perish. But you hear in verse 25 that Paul says we do it to obtain an imperishable crown. There is a crown that we are all working for, one that does not perish, one that does not fade away. And Paul would tell Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 4, there beginning in verse 7, he says that I have fought the good fight, I have finished the race, and I have kept the faith. Well, if Paul completed that race that he was running for, wouldn't he too receive an award? Well, he said there in verse 8 that there is a crown of righteousness that was laid up for him. And he said it is not for him only, but also to all who would love his appearing. That crown of righteousness Paul works for. And he says it's what you and I can work for. That crown of righteousness is also called by the crown of life. James describes that in chapter 1 and in verse 12, where James said, blessed is the man who endures temptation. For when he has been approved, he will receive the crown of life which the Lord has promised to those who love him. The winner is promised a crown. And you'll recall that even the words that were spoken in the book of Revelation, in chapter 2 And in verse 10, the words, especially to the church in Smyrna, were written, "Do not fear any of those things which you are about to suffer. But indeed, the devil is about to throw some of you into prison, that you may be tested, and you will have tribulation 10 days. Be faithful until death, and I will give you the crown of life." Be faithful. Keep running. Don't quit. But finish the race that you started. And in order to start for the race, you have to prepare, don't you? Just like a physical runner getting ready for a marathon has to undergo rigorous training for a very long time. So it has been a long time that we've been preparing for Bible Bowl, with doing our studies and working many puzzles and undergoing a lot of personal review and talking together and encouraging and strengthening one another. Yes, it takes a lot of work even to reach to heaven. But notice that if we've read, in order to do that, we have to endure temptation. We have to be approved. We have to continue to live faithfully, even unto death. But you know, sometimes there are those that want to win, but are not willing to abide by the rules. There are those that want to cheat, to take the easy way out. And sometimes, as being reported all over the news, there's some that do so even by unethical means. And when that is found out, usually the award is stripped from the competitor. But notice what Paul also said to Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 2. He said in 2 Timothy chapter 2 and in verse 5 these words, "And also, if anyone competes in athletics, he is not crowned unless he competes according to the rules." God has given us that we must live by certain rules each and every day. If we want to keep our crown, we must earn it. We must abide by God's rules. And if we do so, it is something that we can be very proud of. Finally, the words to the church in Philadelphia were given in Revelation chapter 3 and in verse 11, where we read, "Behold, I am coming quickly. Hold fast what you have, that no one may take your crown." We don't want anyone to take our crown. And so, we must be willing to do what God has called us to do. Are you willing to do that tonight? Am I willing? We're about to sing a song to encourage you. And if you need to respond to the invitation of Christ, you can do so right now as together we stand and sing.